Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
Catholic guilt. What is it? What should we do with it? Today on Made for Glory. I've often heard people use the phrase Catholic guilt. Oh, my Catholic guilt is raging right now. And usually that comes from somebody who maybe grew up Catholic and is feeling guilty about something they're doing or not doing in their lives. Sometimes, though, it can go to the extreme of someone who feels in a kind of constant oppressive sense of they're always displeasing God. God's never happy with them. So I want to address Catholic guilt today. And first of all, the understanding that we have a conscience, hopefully, that's been well-formed. And we as Catholics do a really good job of forming consciences, of helping people to know what is right and know what is wrong. We have great moral theology and social teachings and sexual morality that the church has developed through the years. And so being formed in that helps us to know which way leads to life, which way is virtuous, and which way leads to death, which is sin. And so being able to distinguish those realities in our lives is important. And so not having any guilt, getting rid of all guilt, which oftentimes we try to do as a society, doesn't lead to freedom. It leads to, a lot of times, narcissism. It leads to exploitation of people. It leads to trampling on human rights and dignity because my conscience isn't troubled, so I can go on and do this. But having a properly formed conscience helps us to recognize, first and foremost, that I'm made in the image and likeness of God, that God loves me. And that's the most important thing. If you got all the things that you shouldn't do, all the thou shalt nots in your Catholic education growing up, but that wasn't on the foundation of God's infinite love for you, that you're made with a plan and with a purpose, and that God delights in you as his beloved son or daughter, then in a sense, we've missed the whole point. But with that in mind, because I'm loved, that means I'm called to something more. I'm called to live a life of holiness. And if we feel guilty, sometimes that's our own consciences telling us you're made for more. What you're settling for, whether it's that sinful relationship or that sinful habit or that tendency or not praying or not, whatever it is, that I'm made for more. So allow that to not be turned in on itself as just a place of constantly feeling bad about myself, but open me up towards greater change and transformation. That's actually a healthy way just of viewing the world. But I want to set up for you two distinct ways of dealing with guilt. And they happened right in the Bible when Jesus was betrayed. Again, the worst possible sin, the worst possible moment of our humanity that, in a sense, we are all complicit in. And we have Judas who betrayed Jesus and Peter who denied Jesus. And so there's this scene, of course, where Judas betrays Jesus, hands him over, sells him for 30 pieces of silver. He points out Jesus to the guards in the garden and gives him the kiss. And then Judas is consumed with guilt and shame, and that leads to him actually taking his own life. Now, of course, we would say that that's the diabolical flip side of true and the truth of being convicted by our sins that we're called to. Because then we have on the flip side Peter. Peter denied Jesus three times. Peter, who boasted, said, "Jesus, no matter what, I will follow you. I will be with you." Then three times Peter had the chance to stand with Jesus, and he didn't. But there's a great moment there. Peter denies him three times, the cock crows, and then Jesus turns and looks at Peter. And then his heart weeps. He could have gone like Judas. He could have gone to that place of despair, but he's moved with sorrow for his sin. And then after the resurrection, he has a chance to be reconciled with the Lord. So Catholic guilt, in its true sense, in its good sense, we're guilty of our sins, but it should lead us towards hope, towards a hope-filled repentance. Without that, it's nothing. Without that, it's just shame. But then Peter and Jesus on the beach are reconciled. Jesus asks him three times, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter's able to say, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." So that reconciliation is what all guilt should hopefully lead towards. If it's not leading towards reconciliation and towards hope, then we need to let go of it and recognize that God has something more for us. And the reconciliation that God offers to us in the sacrament of reconciliation, every time we pray to him, is the most joyful and beautiful experience we can have as we turn from the lie and shame of sin towards the fullness of life that is ours in Christ.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.